It is time for Baseball Insider Andy Carboni joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
All right, here we go. All right, Andy, let's get the very latest on the Red Sox as they played a night game last night.
They certainly did at JetBlue Park. Tristan Casas drove in a pair of runs, and Ramil Tapia had an RBI single, leading the Sox over Team Puerto Rico 9-3. Sox shortstop Kike Hernandez and former Sox catcher Christian Vasquez, who now plays for the Twins, play for Team Puerto Rico this afternoon. The Sox will look to remain unbeaten in Grapefruit League play. They'll visit the New York Yankees in Tampa. First pitch at 1:05 this afternoon. Catch all the action on NESN 360 and on WEEI AM 850.
All right. You know, Andy, this team undefeated, you know, I can't be the only one thinking that they're possibly cheating again. What do you think?
Yeah, there could be some sign stealing going on somewhere with all this winning streak going on here in spring training. They're off to a heck of a start, that's for sure, but I wouldn't look too much into it, obviously. You can't really correlate what goes on in spring training into the regular season, but I guess it's better that they are unbeaten than not winning any games yet. So enjoy it while it lasts, Bill, because it's going to end pretty soon.
All right, well, there you go. All right. Just thinking, you know, again, that this is the time at spring training to hone those stealing skills or whatever they might be doing. All right, let's jump that.
Every facet of the game, Bill, all starts in spring
training. It all starts in spring training. You're right. All right, so let's go back. What else you have for us on the Red Sox?
Well, at JetBlue Park on Monday afternoon, the Red Sox defeated the Tigers 7-1. Chris Sale made his first appearance of the spring, struck out a pair of batters over two scoreless innings of work. And everyone under the sun was saying right after that game that Chris Sale will win the Cy Young Award this year. Also, Sox first baseman Justin Turner left this game after being struck in the face with a pitch. He needed 16 stitches, but tests showed no fractures or other concerns, no timetable as to when Turner will return to the lineup, but obviously a good sign with no fractures or other concerns, and hopefully he'll be back sooner than later.
I know. I just hate watching those things. That's unbelievable. Yeah.
Certainly is. Tough to watch.
Absolutely. All right, Andy.
Well, we will say that there are some Red Sox players making some noise so far in this undefeated spring training. On the offensive side, Tristan Casas, Christian Arroyo, Ramil Tapia, Bobby Dalbec, and Jorge Alfaro off the strong starts. On the pitching side, Corey Kluber, Cutter Crawford, Josh Winkowski have been doing well on the mound. Crawford and Winkowski are also battling for an open spot in the rotation. I guess you can add Chris Sale to that list as well with that big two scoreless innings of work back on Monday.
Hooray, okay. And names in the news, we have a retiree.
Yeah, former Red Sox first baseman Mitch Moreland officially announced his retirement after a 12-year career. He did that on Tuesday. Moreland played for the Red Sox from 2018 to 2020. Moreland best known in the Sox uniform for a pinch-hit three-run home run in the seventh inning of Game 4 of the 2018 World Series when the Sox were down 4-0 to the Dodgers. The Local 9 came back to win that game 9-6.
All right, so for those people that you know aren't going to get out to JetBlue today and maybe sitting on their couch, what's on Red Sox Classics?
And the fact that not many people are subscribing to NESN 360, so you can't watch that Yankee game today, so you can just flip on NESN Plus. And this week it's the best of Nomar Garciaparra, first pitch at 3. Today it's a game from August 4th of 2002. Nomar led the way going 4-for-4, two home runs, three RBIs. Sox beat the Rangers 11-3 in Texas.
All right, now we move to Major League Baseball news notes, Andy, and this definitely has an international flair to it. This is a very unique MLB update for you, I believe.
Yes, it certainly is. The World Baseball Classic is officially underway. Games today, right now, you have Japan playing China and Tokyo, then Italy takes on Cuba and Taiwan tonight. Czech Republic battles China in Tokyo, and Cuba will be facing Panama in Taiwan. Yesterday in Taiwan, old friend Xander Bogaerts hit a home run, leading the Netherlands to a 3-1 win over Panama. And then Panama rebounded for a 12-5 victory against Chinese Taipei. Yesterday in Tokyo, Australia got past Korea 8-7. And Team USA plays their first game of the World Baseball Classic, taking on Great Britain Saturday night at Chase Field in Phoenix. It's a 9 o'clock start, and that game will be seen on Fox.
Now, is this like a round robin, or what kind of, are there brackets? What's going on with this tournament?
Yeah, they call it pool play. The
pool,
teams are all divided up into different pools, A, B, C, and D, and it's kind of, you know, a tournament-type situation. So this will go on for a few weeks, and eventually there'll be a champion. I don't know how many baseball fans in the United States really give 2 cents about this whole World Baseball Classic. I certainly don't get wrapped up in it, but it is what it is. It's some extra baseball to watch. If you're looking for a game, you might find it on one of the various channels that these games are being shown. But, you know, it is interesting. I did flip on the Team USA was playing an exhibition game last night against the Giants. It was pretty interesting, you know, seeing Mookie Betts out there with some of the other, you know, United States players, like playing with Mike Trout and Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado, a bunch of the other superstars from the USA. So they're all packed in there in one lineup, so that's kind of interesting. But it is what it is. It's just more baseball to watch and trying to get more eyes to the TVs.
Is there a Canadian team, Andy?
There certainly is a Canadian team.
There is, okay. All right.
Yep, there is. So you can follow all kinds of different teams around the World Baseball Classic.
Hey, that's fantastic. Okay, finally, what do you got for us with a little local connection here for us?
Well, Paramount Global Content Distribution will distribute the documentary Aganis, the Golden Greek, Excellence to the End. It's about Lynn native Harry Aganis, Lynn Classical High School football and Boston University star and former Red Sox first baseman who passed away at the age of 26 back in 1955 from a blood clot in his lung. The documentary was produced by former Linfield residents, Aganis' grandnephew Greg and his father Mike.
That's terrific, yeah. So do we know how we'll be able to watch that? I can't ask the question, but how will we be able to watch that?
Well, Paramount will be distributing it, I guess, kind of like a Netflix type of situation where you can access it just about anywhere once they have the rights to this. So you'll be able to catch it anytime on demand, if you will, on one of those streaming services. So it's a good way to get the story out there to keep the legend of Harry Aganis going.
No, I know about streaming, and I know about Harry Aganis too. Yeah,
what a it'll be all set then. You'll find it. You'll watch it. 2 hour production, and it's very well done. So I do recommend any baseball and sports fan from the North Shore to make sure to check that out.
Yeah, we'll definitely catch that. Yeah, you know, years ago, Andy, not to belabor this, but I did back in my days at WESX, and this was a long time ago. I did a series of interviews. I talked to some of his old relatives now, since I'm sure not with us anymore. But it was very interesting to hear some of those firsthand stories. His amazing funeral day in Lynn, I guess, was an amazing event. A hugely attended event in the city of Lynn, and a massive mourning, if you will, too. Sadness with the passing of Harry Aganis. So very emotional personality, and a great person, apparently. And what an athlete, multi-talented football. You know, could have played pro football instead of pro baseball too. Yeah,
he certainly was. He was drafted by the Cleveland Browns, and you would think there could have been a major motion picture about his life at some point, but at least the documentary is out there to keep his story alive. And you still have the tape from the WESX interviews? I'd like to hear that sometime.
Oh, man. You know, it's up in my attic with some other tapes, but I don't know. It seems like trash might be the best place with those down the road. Not necessarily those. Don't get me wrong, but there's 99% of those tapes is basically trash. Not those. I'm not saying that at all. No. All right, Andy. Wait a minute. So, when does Chris Sale hurl again? When can we pay attention to the Cy Young season for Chris Sale?
I think he's scheduled to go again on either Saturday or Sunday. They were still determining which game over the weekend he's going to pitch, but you will see him at some point on the mound. So we'll see if he can last three innings this time and not get injured or some sort of thing. So stay tuned. You can see Sale this weekend, and I'm sure those games will be on NESN.
You know, I'm so negative. You know, we've been talking about this for the last few weeks, but about this, because it's just a track history. I hope he proves us wrong. I hope he has plays every in the dugout or out in the bullpen for every game this year. That'd be fantastic. But
it certainly would. I mean, obviously, it makes the Red Sox a better team if you have him out there every fifth day. So, you know, fingers crossed that he can give us 30 starts this year, and who knows what will happen. But Red Sox fans have been longing for it. It's been quite a while.
Yeah, I'll take him every sixth or seventh day at this point. Absolutely, yeah. All right, there he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone with us. And I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.